Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
You don't need sex, but you do need intimacy. Written by Caitlin McCaffrey. In the modern age, we are sex-saturated, and God calls Christians to be in the world, but not of the world. Yet, without careful examination and the renewing of our minds, we will ingest falsehoods about sex by default. Some of the most pervasive lies are that sex is necessary for true fulfillment, and that we can't experience intimacy apart from sexual expression. For brothers and sisters in circumstances like unwanted singleness, divorce, or widowhood, this issue is practical. It's vital that Christians share God's vision for the unmarried life. Sex versus intimacy defined. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines intimacy as, quote, marked by warm friendship developed through long association, suggesting informal warmth or privacy, end quote. A secondary definition states, quote, engaged in, involving, or marked by sex or sexual relations, end quote. The closeness and intimacy that sex can cultivate was God's idea. See Genesis 2, 24 through 25. However, intimacy does not depend on sex. True intimacy can exist in godly friendships. Sex and intimacy are not identical. Yet even within the church, sex can be spoken of as a peak life experience or a prize for the very faithful. It can be explicitly taught or merely implied that marriage is the answer to loneliness and longings for intimacy. To be sure, God gives the gift of marriage to many, in part as a grace in this life, for those who burn with passion and desire sexual intimacy. Considering God's high calling of faithfulness to one's spouse as the only God-honoring context for sexual expression, a significant question emerges. Can you have intimacy without sexual expression? What are the implications for singles, widows, and those who will never marry? What are you really seeking? When men and women pursue sex outside of God's design, it's rarely just about sex. We bring our whole selves to everything we do, body, mind, and spirit. Have you ever considered that your longings for sexual expression may be masking your longings for a much more profound intimacy? One that's only found in God? Have multiple partners, endless pornography pursuits, and the emptiness of solo sex left you feeling numb and empty? What if the remedy for your longings is not to quell them, but to long for something much more extravagant? Unmarried Christian, your sexuality points to a greater reality about God's love for His church. Yes, we are called to obedience, but don't settle by living in the don'ts of your sexuality as if God has not provided abundantly more than we can imagine. God designed your longings so He can satisfy them, not always with what you desire, but with what He, as the lover of your soul, provides. The intimacy that's yours in Christ. Many books and sermons about singleness neglect God's bold and glorious vision for His people, instead majoring on the don'ts. Don't have sex before marriage, don't cross boundaries, don't covet, don't lust, don't waste your single years selfishly. Consider these two passages where Jesus speaks of His intimate heart of love towards His people. And as you listen, if you're in Christ, these words are for you. First, Luke 11, verses 11 through 12. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Jesus does not say here that He always gives the gifts that we desire, but He gives something far better, His Holy Spirit. If you're in a hard battle in singleness or feel overlooked, you could be thinking, come on, you mean to tell me that Jesus is supposed to fulfill these longings? I still sleep alone every night. Jesus simply is not real to me in this area. Yet in all the ways you suffer, even in unwanted singleness, loneliness, and temptation, Jesus is compassionate and tender towards you. The lie is that the life, joy, and peace that you long for can be found outside of God's design and ultimately outside of God Himself. Psalm 16:4 wisely remind us that the sorrows of those who run after another God will only increase. This passage puts a sincere question before you today. Do you believe in the good heart of your Father towards you, His beloved child? Unbelief is a shape-shifting sin struggle, and it tends to hide within other sins and often hides right in plain sight. If your relational pain, temptation, and disappointment has caused your heart to turn away from God, He invites you today to run to Him with your deepest longings, with your fears, with your pain. Psalm 62, verse 8 exhorts us by saying, trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Relational intimacy with God. I'd like to read a portion of John chapter 17, verse 24. It says this, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory that you've given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Here, Jesus expressly says that He desires to be with His people to show His glory. Don't miss the profound riches in these words of Christ. The Holy Lord of all, the God of the universe, desires that you would abide with Him for all eternity. Believer in Christ, His heart is inclined towards you forever, desiring fellowship and oneness with you as His beloved. We see the beautiful image of God's love in the covenant intimacy of marriage. But it is only that. It's an image. It's a dim reflection. Don't be deceived. Single Christians are by no means missing out on the main thing, on God Himself. Imagine it this way. Imagine you're on a road trip to the Grand Canyon, and you see a sign that says, Grand Canyon National Park, 14 miles. And you pull over your car and you jump out and you start taking photos of the sign and you sit at the base of the sign and you just marvel at this sign. Sounds kind of foolish, right? Well, this is precisely what happens when we focus our hearts and our relational pursuits on good gifts apart from God. Marriage and the relational intimacy it provides are merely a signpost. Both married and single brothers and sisters must look to the ultimate fulfillment of their longings, not in the blessings of this life, but in heaven, where Christ is seated. I'd like to close with a quote from Samuel Rutherford. He says this, our little inch of time suffering is not worthy of our first night's welcome home to heaven. What a beautiful quote. Well, what about you? Are you longing for home? Me too. Look to Christ, in whom all the deepest treasures of intimacy, love, and rest are truly found.